We learned yesterday that there's a concept of a uveresh and a skaira. Well, yesterday that there's such a thing as a pregnant guy who is megayer, and that the child becomes a ger along with the mother at the time that the mother becomes a ger. We learned even a bigger chiddush: the fact that there's a muveresh and a skaira, that you don't need a taisvis. That's a gemara. A taisvis chiddush was that a muveresh and a skaira has a child. The child is yairish asimai. The child is considered to be related to the mother. That was the chiddush here of taisvis. When this baby is born, does he need a bris? Of course he needs a bris, right? Every baby needs a bris. That bris is a bris of geiris or a bris of a Jewish child. When you have a muberish in this guy, right? So the bris is a bris of a Jewish child. That's what I would assume. Born a Jewish child. There's a Ramban who says in Dine Geiris, which, as I told you before, you need tefillah, milah, and then tefillah. We always do bris first, and tefillah second. The Ramban says, what happens if you do the order backwards? You do tefillah first, and bris second. Is that good? Or does he have to go to the mikveh again? So after Ramban, if you invert the order, and you do tefillah first, and milah second, it's good, because we see a ger katan. That by a ger katan we do tefillah first and milah second. So it's a raya that the inverted order also works.
But the din over here is not that first you're doing the tefillah, that is the geris, first you're doing the tefillah and then you're doing the meal. It's that when the baby is born, the tefillah wasn't on the baby. But the baby is not a ger. The baby is born as
the tefillah is on the baby. Remember the Gemara said that you're titling the baby, and the Gemara asked chatzitza, and the Gemara answered chayinu revise. That's not considered chatzitza. So obviously, it is a geris on the baby.
Then it should be able to yachal achkar later.
Can't be chazer. Whatever the reason is, it can't be chazer. What? Normal ger katan is mila first, mila second. But muberesh and nisgaira, when a woman's pregnant, obviously the tefillah was first. You can't be mild the baby in the mother's womb. So first you do the tefillah, the mother's title. Then she has the baby, and then you do the bris. No, but muberesh, when she's title, it's a tefillah for the baby too. Right? The Gemara I mentioned yesterday, Gemara in Yevamis says, it's a chatzitza, the mother's a chatzitza for the baby, and the Gemara says either Obi Arafimai or because of Hainu Ravise, that it's not a chatzitza. But you see, it's considered a tefillah for the baby. That's for sure that it's a tefillah for the baby. So to Ramban, we see you can do tefillah first, and milah second. Yes? Well, the baby, if you hold Obi Arafimai, the baby are like the kidneys.
Right.
So just like the kidneys were tied, but the baby is tied.
But it's not that the kidneys are the guy.
Why aren't the kidneys that part of the mother?
But meaning, it's not. They don't have their separate.
No, separate carriers. All one big carriers.
It's all one carrier. It's the mother being. It's the mother being the guy.
So therefore.
Yeah.
That's right. From the Ramban, we see he considers this mila to be a mila of geirus. Logically, and this is the Ra'a asks on the Ramban. Ra'a argues. The Ra'a says logically, this mila is not a mila of geirus. He's a geir already in the mother's womb, and when he's born, now he needs a bris like every Jewish child. So the Ra'a holds that it's a mila of a Yisrael. The Ramban apparently held it's a mila of a ger. How do you understand that? So we'll understand the Ramban this way. That what? The Ramban holds that just like when a cotton is megayer, he doesn't have to be mekabel mitzvahs. As soon as he turns 13, he gets das, he has to be mekabel mitzvahs. The same thing, let's say you have a woman, so she doesn't need bris milah. And then let's say later, it becomes possible to do bris milah, then you would need it. This baby, Kozman, he was in his mother's womb, it was impossible to do bris milah. When he becomes born, it's possible, so now he needs bris milah of Geirus. That's the way we're understanding, I guess, like the Ramban. This is the Machlaikis, the Ramban, and the Rav.
Now, the fact that he's bris milah, you might say, has nothing to do with Geirus. He comes out, he is, once he's done already,
logically, you're right. Logically, it's Mustava more like the Ra'ah, that the bris milah has nothing to do with Geirus. He's a Geirah. The Ramban says this Chivish. It's very hard to understand the Ramban. What does this bris have to do with Geirus? I don't know yet. He has to go like both Pshata. You can't be totally one or the other. It's the Machlokes Tanoim. The Ramban has to fit with everyone.
I
think Gemara doesn't have a Gemara possible.
What
do you say?
It's a
Suffolk and Dana, there are contradictions.
It's left as a Suffolk.
What?
It's left as a Suffolk.
It's left as a Suffolk, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So according to Ramban, then why would he put the God? Can't he change his mind? He's like a regular guy.
Yeah, according to Ramban, why can't he change his mind? According to Ramban, he's too young to change his mind, right?
But he becomes a god, he should be able to.
He's 13. Maybe he can. Taisa says that it's a geres derais. Stam like Rav Naftali said, he has yichas Yisrael. That he has naturally. Once he has yichas Yisrael, he can't. You can do it without his haskam. What? The Ramban is like dancing on both things. The Ramban is not. The Ramban, I wish he was here, we could ask him, but this is the Ramban.
It could be that the Ramban holds it such a case where when people are new Mila, the woman, in other words, the woman to become Jewish has to have a baby,
it's not mashu that way, because Taisa says that this is a gerdai raisa without tefila. It's not zochem l'adam. It's the mother's tefila. It's a tefila for the baby. So. What? But that means that the baby could still not become. If he's not, there's no meal, he won't be a gair. Doesn't sound like that from Taisus.
He wouldn't come in for
Yeah. Yeah. Community be which day? Because a gair can have a bris meal any day, and only Yisrael is on the end.
So what's the baby only 4 days old?
If you do a tefillah, if you're a guy or a 4 day old baby, you do bris that day. You don't make tefillah again. If there's only guy, I'd like today, in finishing the sugya, to discuss with you three different shaylas. One has to do with this part of Taisus, one has to do with the end of Taisus, one has to do with the Gemara. And I think this one is the most interesting. As far as it being a very contemporary shaila. The question is, when does a mother come related to her child? When is motherhood determined? At conception or at birth? What makes a person related to his or her mother? Conception or birth? Of course, nowadays the nafkamina isn't the fact that it's possible to have conception from one mother and birth from a different mother. There are women today who can conceive but can't carry a baby. For that reason, the eggs are removed from the genetic mother and then they're implanted in a host mother who carries the baby. The first time this happened, there was a big tumult in the world. But we're only 10 years later or 15 years later and it's already becoming a normal thing in the world. They call it surrogate mothers or host mothers. The host mother carries the baby and gives birth. She goes into labor and she gives birth to the baby. But genetically, the mother is related to someone else. You could have a white woman who carries a black child. Because the child, the genes of the child, the cells of the child, have not related at all to the mother that's carrying the child. The cell from which the baby is created comes from a different woman. Well, what would you say, Api Svara, first? Which one is the mother? Just logically, say that both mothers is not. I don't know if there are two mothers. What? Demistavro? What? Does everyone agree logically? Why? Because Bechira is the term of the conception. You mean? Does everybody hold that it's Mustavra more conception? I mean, Dayan sees that they took the egg from this woman and put it into this one. Well, you can see the egg. You can, in a sense, you could know that it comes from the egg. Not, when the Dayan wasn't shown anything before, and he sees a woman give birth, he assumes it's a child. But she knows. He knows. However, he knows. Zev is a girl, but a baby. Why would you say logically? Why would you say logically that's such a shy word? I think most people would hold. What? I think most people hold conception, logically. No? The child is this. Let's say science would advance to a point where they can take the egg and put it into an incubator. No one will say the incubator is the mother. So let's say you have the egg of a Jewish child and it's planted into a Gaisha mother. You would say the child is a Jew. Let's say the egg of a Gaisha child and planted in a Jewish mother. I think logically we would say that the mother that carries the child is just an incubator. Even though her body changes and she goes into labor and she gives birth. But I think most people would say that. From our Tysis, at least the easy, simple way to learn Tysis, it seems the opposite. And the Raya is brought from our Tysis. Our Tysis says, Me'uberes shenes gaira. What does that mean? Conception was when the mother was a guy. Leida is when the mother is a Jew. So we're saying that Haben Yairish Asima, the Ben Yarshin's his mother. 1 minute. If you go at the moment of conception, his mother is a guy. And a ger has no relationship to his craven of gayus. Right? Gershon is Gair Kakan. A child, a ger, has no relationships that date back to pre gayus. So if you hold he's a ger, he's related to his mother from the time of conception, he shouldn't be yarshening his mother. If you hold that it goes by time of birth, then it makes a lot of sense, he's related to his mother. Follow the raya. The tefillah goes on the baby, so he's a ger. So why is he related to his mother? So let's say they were tevil after 5 months of pregnancy. So now why is he related to his mother? His mother now is just an incubator. His mother was Megaya now too. His mother and him were Megaya at the same time. So it doesn't work on Mefreya. Why? Nobody who's Megaya is a girl on Mefreya. Somebody's title didn't come again. So maybe you could say Yerusha is different. Really relationships go by conception. Maybe Yerusha for some reason is different. So if you don't mind, turn to the Rishash. Rishash addresses this. Okay, it's after the Maram Shif in the back of your Gemara. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, and yet he's related to this woman. Why is he related to her? Why is he related to her? What? That's the problem. His ger is not related. Unless you say that motherhood is determined at birth, he was Megayer, and then he went through the process of being born, and at that moment he became irrelevant. You may be right. Well, let's see. Let's take it a step at a time. Let's see first the Rishash, and then we can talk about it. We're not going to pass them, but the second Rishash on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Kegoy Shiyarish Esimai, L'chay Rakasha. May Ayim Psikulu Hu the Yarish Esimai Dvar Taira. Who said? How does Taisus know that a cotton yarishes his mother min Taira? Those of you who have the digest, it starts Emtsa Diba Kegoy Shiyarish Esimai. Okay, I'm sorry, not everyone has the same print. Okay, Bem Tzadiba Kegoy Shiyarish Esimai. L'chay Rakasha. Me'ayim psikulu the Yerush Hashemay din Tairak, even the Rasa Shalai Bikdusha. Tais is in Arkasha. Hay Rasai, conception, Shalai Bikdusha, was done, Shalai Bikdusha. So was Shalai Bikdusha, so he shouldn't be related to his mother. Venire, the Chaylayu, Chaylayu means his source, Mehad the Kaim Lombi of Amis. Shnei Achim Tu'umim. She had this lady got more than she bargained for. She's pregnant with twins. And she's Megai. V'haisa hayrasa on Shalai Bikdusha. Conception was Shalai Bikdusha, meaning as a guy. V'laidasan, and the birth, Bikdusha. Chayavin mishomeshes ach. Here we see even a bigger chiddush. A woman has twins. She's Megayer, she's Taival. She gives birth to twins. These two brothers are considered relatives. Related one to the other. Because at the time of birth, they were already gerim. Im kein chazina di yesh lahem korva mitzadoim. It is not Yerusha. We see even legabi inyan yarva, they consider related. Lechein hu adin di yarish asimai min atayra. If so, should be the same thing. Is she yarshin his mother min atayra? V'acharaynim lo hiviyu din ze. Nira pashit to hu adin. The pasul la'edis li'imai min atayra. Ayim b'shulchanor chashimish olam gil mashach zayim b'chein im ba'alei chayiv skila mishum ba'alei mai. So he's saying that it goes by birth. Is that what he's saying so far? Huh? Not what the Rishash is saying. That erva, what does he mention? Erva, edis, yarshining, these three things all go by birth. Akoshali lamadi yama ubalav yarechimayu. This is the Ramban I mentioned to you before. So Rishash now wants to make a machlokes. There's 1 minute. The Ramban holds that when is the geirus complete? What was the Ramban's shita? The geirus is complete. Mishas Mila says the Ramban will disagree with our Tosfos because the Ramban holds that the Geirus is complete at Mila. Comes out Lashita Saramban, he's not related to his mother because he's not a complete Geir until Mila. So this whole Raya is not true. But Sarach Loimid, the Tosfos real like Kedasa Ra'a. Shev Yishon Muki Yaisa. So I already spoke out the Machlekes of the Ramban to you. So what's he saying? That it will be totally now. And that machlaikis, if what Taisa says is true. If you hold that the Geirus is in the mother's womb, so then there's room to say that at birth, he's related, he's Yerush Hashemai, and he's related to his brother. But if you say that the Ramban, how does it follow according to the Ramban? So according to the Ramban, could he be related? According to the Ramban, is he related to his mother? He's saying no, because the Geirus is not complete till Mila. And Mila's after birth.
It was said Saraya from the same time before.
Saraya. Right. But he's saying that it works by an ober it works that the tefillah is the first step and milah is the second step. That means when does he become a ger according to the Ramban?
You need both.
If otherwise the milah is not a raya.
Right,
otherwise no raya that every ger could do it. So we're in a little of a dilemma according to the Ramban.
What
according to
girls?
What?
Girls, no
according to the Ramban, what happens if it's girls? So what are we going to say if a woman is pregnant, she gives birth, if it's girls, they're Jews from Yerachima, from while they're in the mother's womb. If it's boys, they're first gay related. So girls are related to the mother, boys are not. It's a very strange psak. So it's not like the Rishash. So the Rishash understands the Ramban that there's a problem. If you say the Bris Milah is the end of the Geiris, so we have a problem. How's he related to his mother? It's not enough to say the Ramban argues with Tosfos. Rishash brought the Gemara and Yevamis that the two boys that are born are related to each other. So the Ramban seems to be problematic, at least the way the Rishash understands the Ramban. Unless you go into an explanation of the Ramban, which will help. But at least according to Tosfos and according to the Ra, the way the Rishash understands Tosfos, this is a Raya, that birth is the determining moment of relationships, not conception. Which to me is not a davar amistavar. I would think conception should create kravas. But this seems to be a raya if I can. Yeah, very few rayas and shas to this type of shaylam. This is one of the few rayas. What?
Wasn't it
was academic, but they still pursued the emes. Whatever they're saying, they held was true. So they held that the son is related to his mother, the Yerush Yisimai. Even though at conception, the mother was a guy. And I assume you all understand the raya. At conception, the mother's a guy, and at birth, the mother's a Jew. And we say he's considered related to his mother. So we see relationships go by birth, not by conception.
Child
is so according to the Ramban he's a ger, and according to the Rai he's not a ger. I'm sorry, he's a ger the Yerech Imai. The question is if he's born, if the Mila is gerus, is a machlaikis. He's certainly a ger. His mother is tivel, Hashem gerus. And he was tivel too as a ger. He's a ger. Seems he's a ger. But he ger was related to his mother. Hey, but Tim, you have a ger. That's right. He doesn't have an aver that needs me. That's right.
What if they weren't sure she was pregnant with Tasha's
title? It's a separate shayla. It has no bearing on this. W shayla the ger is good, but it's not a shayla. The relationship has nothing to do. Because our nida now is when is the relationship determined? So that's this nida. The only way out of this it sounds like a mess because first of all you should know that there are chaluki days. There are paiskim who hold it goes by leida, and there are paiskim who hold it goes by hira. It just seems more logical to me that it should go by hira. And that the mother is no more than an incubator of the baby. I mean, today science cannot incubate a baby if it comes out of the mother's womb before the 6th month. Science can't do anything. It's rare that they could save a baby early. But there could be that in the future there'll be a time when they'll be able to help a baby, and if they can replicate the metzius of the womb, then they theoretically could take a baby even after conception. And create, if they'll ever, I don't know if they'll ever be able to do it, but in theory it's possible. So you say this baby has no mother because he wasn't born from a mother's womb.
I would say after they take out the egg that it's late.
That would be interesting. If you say that when you take out, before the egg is fertilized, it won't help. Do you mean it's a fertilized egg? It's ready to grow into a child.
And they want to give
so what happened? Why don't you say that when you take it out, it's later? And you'll start counting his 13th birthday from there also, maybe. You're right. What I'm saying is the way I'm looking at it, after the baby is conceived, you put in a different woman, that's just an incubator. So he's telling me, what do you mean? If a baby is born, They put it in an incubator. The birthday doesn't go according to when he comes out of the incubator. The birthday goes according to when he's born. If so, if what I'm saying is right, then when the baby comes out of the genetic mother, it should be born. When you put it in the incubator, so 9 months later, it gets born, it should be 9 months old. If it's nothing when you remove it, so then it can't be its mother.
I feel that birth makes more sense.
You feel birth? Oh, so we have someone who feels that birth makes more sense. Bukhar, yeah, be interesting, Shem. Interesting, Shem. You know, there's a Gemara in Chulin. It's Gemara Chulin in the Samos somewhere that has an Ibaya. You take two cows and you put them womb to womb, and the baby comes out of the womb of one and goes into the other without going to the Avira Ayalon, and then finishes its pregnancy in the second cow. So is it considered a Bukhar or not? The first cow never had a baby. The second one did. It was Ibayalu. The Holy Gemara is one line. Yotza, Mimei, Echad, Venichnes, Lamei, Shania, Mamu, Tegu. It's all Gemara. So Tosis writes there that it can never happen. It can never happen. And it's Lahagdil Torah Lahadi, that the Gemara is the Ibayalu. Of course, you're never going to find two cows that go back to back and the baby switches from one to the other. Now, in fact, if the Gemara would have passed in this, we would have it because it's Mamishah Shagla. Conception is in cow number one, and then birth is in cow number two.
But
Avi Arlo so could be a later. Yeah, yeah.
What's
so.
What's
on
the
what?
You
take it out of the sterile. Is that Avi Arlo? The fact that sterile thing is the dish is not the thing. If you take out a baby into a sterile dish, it would be the same thing. The question is, what's the baby? A baby that's so tiny you can't see it without a microscope, is that considered a baby?
That's a different question.
I don't think anybody would consider a birth. The question is, who's the mother? All right, the bottom line is that according to Reb Naftali, it could be that the raya is not a raya. Because what Reb Naftali did is he split Yichus Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. He divided, he said there's such a metzias, there's a guy, there's a yid, and there's a half yid. There's such a metzias as a Jew who has Yichus Yisrael and not Kedushas Yisrael. And when a mother is Megayer and gives birth, that child has Yichus Yisrael and not Kedushas Yisrael. So Lagabi Yichus Yisrael is considered a Yid, the total Yid. And Lagabi Kedushas Yisrael is considered a Ger. That was Reb Naftali's explanation of the Sugya. So that's why the child can't make a Mechal later. Because he naturally has Yichus Yisrael. Anybody who has Yichus Yisrael is considered to be a Yid. So it could be that Kurva is totally in Yichus, by definition. Yichus Yisrael means Kurva. And that therefore, this is considered Yichus Yisrael, that he yarshes his mother, and that he's related to his brother. So it's considered to have Yichus Yisrael. However, Kedushas Yisrael is a different story. Gabi Kedushas Yisrael is a Ger. So it could be that there's no raya from Inyane Kurva to other Inyane. Two different things.
Why did you say they
went
to see three
weeks?
What?
When did Yichus Yisrael come? Oh, it's the same thing. Here we see Yichus Yisrael is laid as enough for Yichus Yisrael. And maybe that itself would be a raya. That itself would be a raya. Maybe. It's a raya. Yichus Yisrael goes by laida, not by conception. Which is itself a raya. That's what you're saying. You're saying, since Rav Naftali says he has Yichus Yisrael, even though at the time of conception he wasn't... Okay, let's... I just want to make sure we learn a little bit of Gemara. We still have to get back to the very end of Tosis, but I'd like to get moving a little bit in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Gemara said, "Begershin this guy or banav of benayis avimai, ichalei by David avuain." What does that mean? You have two types of ger katan. You have a ger katan that's megaya with his father. This means father and mother. Not clear. Let's say parents. He's megaya with his parents. Then you don't need bezel, right? That's one type of ger. Another type of geirus, which is a geirus that the father is megayir. What did I say? You have one with Bezdin, which is when the father is not megayir with him, and one without Bezdin, which is when the father is megayir with him. Is that right? Yeah. My love that Tulun all does best, and law, Yachamai's king, Gashan Kabon of Zi. My din, Yichle, my devour of Ur. Right? You know what Gemara is saying? Okay, I have two types of ger. One ger this way, one ger that way. Om Rabbi Yisif. Higdilo Yichaylon Limchas. What's Rabbi Yisif going on? And what's he going? Higdilo Yichaylon Limchas goes on which case? Huh? Ger? Ger cotton shed that Bezdin was Megayir. What happens if he was Megayir with his father? So look at Rashi. Igdilu Yechayla Limchais. Rashi Igdilu. See what Rashi says? It's going on both. Cotton shed, cotton shed, Megayir. Afilu ima v'yem. Yechayla Limchais. Rashi Shita is that Igdilu Yechayla Limchais say if it's with the father. And sigh if it's not with the father.
Well, what should be an Akamina? President
and father. What should be an Akamina?
You say it's not
with the father. You say it's not with the father. So what's it with the father without the father?
So with the father, so we know it is. We know the child.
Okay, the Bahag, the Shitas HaBahag, which is quoted in the Torah, is that Yechayim Limchais is only if Bezdin was Megayir. But if he was Megayir with his father, he can't be Meich. Why? Because we assume that it's a schus, and if he says it's not a schus, we don't believe him. I don't want it. We feel now you don't want it. But at the time, it was a schus. It's a schus gomer. To be Megayir. If your father's being Megayir, it's a schus gomer to be Megayir. You may be right. You may be right. Okay, one second. Good. There's a tshuva of some cipher. I told you I wanted to talk about three shailas. The shailas is a tshuva of some cipher, halacha l'maisa. Somebody is being megayir or cotton. And he wanted to know whether to make a bracha. He wanted to know whether to make a bracha. Because maybe the child will make a macha. Maybe the child turns 13 and be a machar. And it comes out the bracha that I made on the Mila and on the Geiris was a bracha of Atala. Because he's a guy. So he asked the Chassam Sefer, this person asked the Chassam Sefer the question that some of you asked yesterday. When the child turns 13, is it batel l'mafreya, that he was never a Jew? It turns out it was a bracha of Atala. So then I should not make a bracha. Well, do you say that when he turns 13, it's batul mikano lahaba, and whatever I did earlier was not a bracha levatal? That was the question that they asked the Chassam Sefer. Some Sefer writes two parts of this tshuva. Sefer writes in the first part is that your case is not, your shayla is not a shayla, your zikha should make a bracha. Your case is a case where the cotton was Megayir with his father and his mother. And it's Pashut that the halacha is like the Bahag. It's Mukhrech al-Pi Svara. And since the halacha is like the Bahag, in your case, the child can't make a macha later. And it's a Vadeh Geiris. What's the raya? What's his raya to the Bahag? So he brings two rayas. One raya is from Melchemes Midyan. We find by Melchemes Midyan, Klal Yisrael were Megayir the Tafin Noshim. Klal Yisrael, after Melchemes Midyan, accepted Taf and the Noshim that whenever they were not Yadayish, they were never Bayo. All of Midian they were commanded to kill, except for these that they took as a Shifcha Kanani, which has a Din Yid, and an Ever Kanani has a Din Yid. Aye, frankly, some cipher, maybe they'll be Meicha. Maybe the Ktanim, the Taf, will be Meichel in the 30. Elomai. It can be Meichel. Because here, either we kill you, or you're Megayim. So it's Vaday Schus. It's Vaday Schus. No shay, no choice. Right? Because by Midyan, the Gedalim, they will have to kill. The Ktanim, if they'll become Erev Kanaim, they will let them live. It's a Vaday Schus. So that's why they couldn't be Meichel. What? Have a Kanaim is a full ger. They have just Mechuyi Mitzvah Kenoshim. They have a Din of a Yid. What? Yes? Sorry, it's a forced Geirus. So like there's some Sefer. How did it work? Must be, because it was a Schus. Anan Sadi, it's a Schus. And when there's an Anan Sadi, it's a Schus. You can't do a Mecha. So like there's some Sefer, the same thing if you have a Kon. And both of his parents are Megayer. It's Anan Sadi, then it's a Schus for him to be Megayer. So it's a Geirus.
Well, over there, he would have
gotten
killed.
But
he's not going to kill.
So he says, even though he's not going to get killed, but if some sefer holds off his sara, then if both parents are megayer, it certainly is supposed for the child. When he turns 13, he says no. Hashtahu dahadurbe. When he turns 13, he says no. Now he doesn't want it. He's already 13 years old, and he has other interests. But it's not megalu lemafreya that it wasn't a schus. At the time he was 10 years old when they were guy, it was certainly a schluss fan.
Why would you say that if you go to the Zaken for a Kotel, you couldn't say it? Who would want to?
Because he could. Some Sefer says that the Gemara's difference. A Ger Kotel, whose father's not Megai, you need Bezdin. If the Kotel is, if a father's Megai, we always say it's a schluss.
Okay, even by, let's say, you being Mazaka from a present. So who would want
that's to? Right. So you could be Mazaka present as well. Who wouldn't want a present? If it's a Swiss Gom, you could do it for a Kotel.
Why is it a schluss?
Why is it a schus? Most children want to be raised like the parents.
The parents are going to be a guy and they're going to send the kid away to somebody else. Would it
still be a schus? You could think of a different case where the parents are Megayer and they're fry. For some reason, they want to be Megayer. The information is a true, but he addresses it. It's not clear. You could have cases like that. So you have a good child in those cases. So such as case, he's saying his bar. When the parents are from, and they have a guy, the child, the guy with
them.
Of course, because he has his parents.
Way.
Yeah.
What?
Because over there, now I don't know how his proof is they couldn't be Meichel. He assumes they can't be Meichelai. Why can't they be Meichel Ektana? So he says, must be this was God. You mean because it's Bar Karchai? Is that true? You see, in Halacha, we never have a case where you can just grab a slave. Slavery is a terrible thing. The Torah doesn't sanction slavery. A person could sell himself into slavery, or a parent could sell a child into slavery.
That's
so I don't know by Vidya and how it worked. What?
Evid
Ivri is when a Jew does it, a Jew can't sell. If he was already a slave, yeah, we reckon it's true. It's true that we recognize, yeah, we have slaves already in Achina. That's not the case in Vidya. A Yid has no right, if he didn't tire to go grab a guy and make him a slave. No such thing. No such thing. What you say may be true, that if somebody was already a slave because a different guy grabbed him, so maybe post facto, maybe we recognize it.
So you never had a kid.
At any rate,
you
what?
I agree with all then of Masha because the whole thing
so
of Masha is that.
So
now
saying now, with like the Bahag is, there can never be a case of Macha only when the father and mother are not Megayah with him.
Even if not, say the Shah's yes, when he was a son, to become part of the Am Sigur, it was also supposed to him.
No, that's not supposed to Gomor, and that the Gemara says. You're saying different than the Gemara. Gemara says the Limchas. You can't argue with that. Just whether it's a father and mother, that's a schluss gom. Yes?
If Bezdin is taking place with the father, if this all is dead, and Bezdin is taking place with the father, what happens to the grandfather?
It's an interesting question. Could you have other cases where it's a schluss gom? If it's a grandparent, that's Megai, or if he's being adopted. Could you say it's a schluss gom? So we could clear. I have no proof one way or the other. I can only tell you what the surface case is. I think once it needs to clear that it needs Das Bezdin already, and then you have a Luchas. So as we have an umdina by father, if it's the father or mother, maybe even the father alone, that it's an umdina. But not any other case, so we have to shatz it up. Once we have to shatz it up, he could say, you shatz it that way, I shatz it different. Second raya, different than? We find that kutim or gerei aroya, say, that the kutim or megayer, because they don't want to be killed. The truth is, we paskin kutim gerei emesim. We paskin that the kutim, the geris, was a good geris. And the bezdin came later and threw them out of Yiddishkeit, however that worked. We paskin kutim gerei emesim. The mandiyama who holds the kutim were not good gerim holds that there was no kabbalas mitzvahs. But since they needed a kabbalas mitzvahs, and they only said kabbalas mitzvahs, they didn't need it. So that's them on the almost kutim were not gerim. But that wouldn't apply to a katan who doesn't need the kabbalas mitzvahs. The second raya is from a gemara of Pesachim daf dalet amud beis. In Pesachim, we had a case of a person who rents an apartment to another yid, the cheskes baduk. He tells him that I did bidikas chametz. And it turns out that there was no bidikas chametz done. So now the tenant would like to back out of the thing. He says, there's a mekach tos. You rented an apartment to me, the cheskes baduk. I came there and it's not baduk. So I'd like to back out. So the Gemara says, Nichalai li Yisrael, the leaven mitzvah begufe. A yid, he may not be all excited about it, but it's not ma'akiv by him if he has to do the mitzvah. Nichalai li Yisrael, the leaven mitzvah begufe. So he has to do a mitzvah. So he can't back out. So some seifa, he's coming to us and he's saying, it's not Nichalai. He's walking to bed and says, look, it's not very nice of you. You have a Gemara Pesachim that says people are happy. I'm not happy. I'd like to back out of this apartment. The Gemara says Nicha, but I say my Nicha. Maybe Nicha for 99% of the Jews, but I'm not Nicha. That's the same cipher. Pshat in the Gemara is that if he says he's not Nicha, we assume he's backing out really for other reasons, or contributing. There are other reasons. He decided he doesn't want this neighborhood, or he decided he wants a bigger apartment, or he decided the rent is too much. And he is just telling us that I'm backing out because there was no bedik. But because we have an umdina, that it's vadai nichalei liyisrael, the levi mitzvah b'gufe, we have an umdina that he wants, that he doesn't mind. Being that we have an umdina, he does not mind, so we don't believe him now when he says, I don't want. We assume it's for other reasons. So after some seifa, that gemara is exactly the same as gerus of a person who's megayah with his parents. We have an umdana. A person megayah with his parents, he's happy. He doesn't need das bezdin. Now he's 13 years old, he says, I want out. So we say that now that he's saying it, he has different reasons. Different reasons he wants out. He has a yitzhara for averis. But at the time, it's not Megala Lamafreya. At the time that he was Megaya, it was a Swiss. And Mamela remains a Swiss. So the Chassam Sofer here, Paskin is like the Bahag, which is a Pela Otzum, because the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like Rashi. I don't know how the Chassam Sofer could Paskin. Very hard to understand. Shulchan Aruch says clearly like Rashi. Paskin the Bahag, he adds that the Rambam, he has a Raya, the Rambam Paskin is like the Bahag. What's his raya? Because the Rambam brings this din of ger katan in two places in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought once in Hilchas Yisurei Bia and once in Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam brings this gemara in two different places that a ger katan could be megaya ger katan, and that he could do a macha. He only brings in one of the places in Hilchas Yisurei Bia. I'm sorry, in Hilchas Malachim he brings that you could do a macha. In Hilchas Yisurei Bia he does not bring that you could do a macha. And then when Magen Mishnah points out, it's very strange. Shulchan Aruch brings the same din in two places. One place, in Hilchas Malachim, he says you could do a macha. And in Hilchas Yisurei Bia he doesn't say that you could do a macha. But the Sam Sefer is not a stira. If you're Medayik in the Lashon HaRambam, in Hilchas Yisurei Bia he's talking about a ger who's Megayer with his parents. If he's the guy with his parents, so he doesn't bring the Chikadur Machar. In Hilchos Malachim, he brings the din of Megayrin, I say Aldaz Bezdin, that Bezdin could be Megayrin without his parents. And there he brings the Kedua Machar. It's bad. It's Maritik Medoyek. The Rambam said is certainly right that that's what the Rambam meant. That you can do a Machar only in one place and you can't do a Machar in the other place. So, some Sefer Pach was like the Bahag. And therefore he says you can certainly make a bracha. You came with your parents. You're talking in the case that the parents came. Your shayla was could you make a bracha on the Geiris? No shayla. You couldn't make a bracha. That's his psak. Regarding the shayla, if it's Megas Gaius, if it's neither, if he comes without his parents, he makes a macha as a chalam afreya. It's interesting. He says al pisvara, I would think it's Megas Gaius, but he brings a raya not that way. He brings a raya from the Gemara from Tosfos, which I'm not going to go into, of course, it's late. He's arrived from Tosfos that it's Lamafreya. And our Tosfos, there's no Shiloh. The way we learn Tosfos, no question. Our Tosfos holds it's Lamafreya. Shiloh's Tosfos is Sanhedrin. But it seems in this to some Sefer, he's passing it to our Tosfos. And therefore he says that it's Lamafreya, it's possible. Let's learn the Gemara's next Raya. Esi Ve'abai. Hagiyayris Vashvuyah Vashif Hashiniftu Vishnitz Gaya Vishnitz Tacharu. You give her a ksuva and she goes and eats it outside. What's the kasha? What's the raya? Must be that you can't be meicha. Because if you could be meicha, so Tshver, you give her money, she's a guy. So maybe she'll be Maicha, she'll be a guy. It's not Mistava, you give her money to eat Begiyusa. So it's a raya that what? That you can't be Maicha. So I don't understand. According to the Bahag and some cipher, what's the raya? Maybe this is talking where she was Megai with her father and her mother. And that's why it can't be Meicha. No? Bishlam alay Rashi. Rashi holds every ger katan could be Meicha. So it's a good Raya. If every ger katan could be Meicha, what's our Mishnah talking about? Why do you give her money for? She's going to be Meicha. According to the Bahag, somebody's Megaya al das bez and you could be Meicha. But if you're Megaya with father and mother, it's Vade Schus, and you can't be Meicha. So what's Eisivei Abaya? Well, that's in the Mishnah that they were Megaya with their parents, which anyway, Pchusim Vaz Gimel Shanim, it's not Mestavish, she came herself to be Megaya. So she was Megaya with her parents, and the Mila, that's why you can't be Meicha. Gemara previously, okay, but that could be with just a Dechia, because the Lema Messiah Lay, so we're Dechia. But the truth is, it is Messiah-like, so the Mishnah could be either way. But you're right. If you see, it wasn't a Daichit Tzatzanai that way before, so it's not a Daichit Tzatzanai that way now. Just be sure on the Bahag, no? The problem is, I don't have a Teretz. Maybe I have a Teretz. What's the Raya? Yisak Adai Yechaylam Limchais. The Tshver. What do you mean? Was that saying the Mishnah that they were a guy with their father and mother, and therefore that's why they can't be making machal? Somebody must ask the cash, I just don't know who. So I don't know. If it's without the father, then the Gemara is using a good cash. So a guy without the father, it's shver, it could be meicha, that's a good cash. But what's the cash on Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef will answer. It's not shver. Well, that's in the Mishnah that they're a guy with the father, and that's not shver on me. How can Abaye ask a kasha Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef could say this is talking where they were Megaya originally with their parents. And that's why they can't make a machal. Now, but the Gemara l'chi gadla. In fact, the Gemara l'chi gadla na'mi mimchi v'navka ki v'shekdi l'sha'achas v'lay michas ha'ashuv e'nei achay l'olubchis. What does that mean? That means as soon as she knows that she has a choice and she's makabel, the kabbalah remains. Masav Rava, Elu Na'arei Shein, Yesh Lahem Kenas, Habalam Amzeres, Al Anasin, Al Akutis, Al Geiris, Al Shvili, Al Shivchish, Nivis, Gairish, Dachar, Ponsum, Al Shem, Yom, Yom, Echad, Yesh Lahem Kenas. V'yamir, Tidi Elohim, Chayim, Limichai, Yavino, Al Kenas, Dazal, Al Echad, Bikiyusa. Same Raya, right? Same Teres, Lachi Gadla. What was the raya? The raya was, if higdilu chaylam limchais, why do I give her the money? Much fair. Why do I give her the money? Why not?
The money is because
why am I giving her the money for?
Right.
So that's what the Gemara says, exactly what you said. That she's a guy, why do I have to give her knas? She go eat it as a guy? The Gemara, though, should have phrased it a little better. Some say, yes, the Gemara should have phrased it that if she's not Jewish, she doesn't get a knas. If your man is a guyish a girl, she doesn't get a knas. So being that if she makes a machat, batal mafraya, comes out she wasn't a Jew. So she wasn't a Jew, why is the Gemara's lashon? Azla v'achla b'geyusa, Gemara should have said, but she's not entitled to it at all. Because a guy is not entitled to it. What? Yeah, really, you could have used the same kasha before, too. That the ksuba, a guyish woman doesn't get a ksuba. So, because he really phrased it that way. Here, though, he maybe can push me off, but Lamaisi was Machayev himself anyway. Lamaisi gave it a ksuba. But here, he can't push me off. Here wasn't Machayev.
The question is, people are either one. What can happen is this, it could be talking that she was, especially the original question, where they're thinking that, you know, this, that she's getting the money when she's a con.
Right.
That she was Megara at the age of 10. This happened at the age of 11. And now at the age of 12, she's going to spend the money. She, at the age of 12 is when she gets backed out. So she got divorced at 11, or Ma'anis at 11, so she got the money then. And then, but.
Yeah, that's the way the Gemara phrases it. I'm just asking, the Gemara could have phrased it a little better. That she's not entitled to it if she's a guy. Maybe that's what the Gemara meant in flush. Okay. Tomorrow we still have a Taz and a Nekudas HaKesef and a Tzais. On the last part of this Tzais, the Taz is Shinhei Yud Aleph. The Kudus HaKesef is on that Taz, and the Ktsais is in Simen, it's Resh Mem Gimel, Sivkat Zayin. So we will have spent 1 week, 5 Shiurim on Ger Katan. We started this again on Sunday, right? So we'll spend 5. I hope that the Yisaitis that we learned stick with you. Try to get Clara this thing, and I guess we'll start the next mission. It's really, yeah. Yes, it's still